Hosea chapter 5. Hear this, O priests. Listen, O house of Israel, and give ear, O house of the king. For this judgment is for you, for you have been a snare at Mizpah, and a net spread on Tabor. The rebels have gone deep into slaughter, but I will discipline them all. I know Ephraim, and Israel is not hid from me. For now, O Ephraim, you have played the prostitute. Israel is defiled. Their deeds will not allow them to return to their God, for the spirit of prostitution is within them, and they do not know the Lord. Israel's arrogance testifies against it. Israel and Ephraim will stumble in their guilt. Judah also will stumble with them. When they go with their flocks and herds to seek the Lord, they will not find him. He has withdrawn himself from them. They have been unfaithful to the Lord, for they have borne illegitimate children. Now their new moon festivals will devour them, along with their fields. Blow the ram's horn in Gibeah. Sound the trumpet in Ramah. Shout the alarm in Beit Avon. We are behind you, O Benjamin. Ephraim will be a horrible ruin in the day of punishment. Among the tribes of Israel I make known what will certainly happen. The princes of Judah are like those who remove the landmark. I will pour out my wrath on them like a flood. Ephraim is oppressed. He is crushed by judgment, because he was determined to pursue idols. Therefore I will be like a moth to Ephraim, and like rottenness to the house of Judah. When Ephraim saw his sickness, and Judah perceived his wound, then Ephraim went to Assyria, and they sent to the great king. But he was not able to heal you. He cannot cure you of your wound. For I will be like a lion to Ephraim, and like a young lion to the house of Judah. I will tear them up, and then leave. I will carry them off, and there will be no one to rescue them. I will return to my place until they acknowledge their guilt and seek my face. In their affliction they will earnestly seek me. Hosea chapter 5.